My name is Louisa Dyer. I'm a holistic counselor and a metaphysical author. And if you want to know more about who I am and what I do, I invite you to go to my website, which is louisadyer.com. And during the show, I also invite you to share your comments or questions. And you can do that through the Facebook page for Conscious Co-Creating Online Radio. And I will respond during and or after the show. My intention with this radio broadcast is to have fun while being of service, to feel inspired while hopefully also being inspiring, and by sharing the many tools that are available so that we can all learn to thrive instead of just survive. I learned a long time ago that, as far as I was concerned, survival was highly overrated. If I can't thrive, what's the point, really? And so I learned how to thrive, which is pretty miraculous given where I've come from. Not that I do that every day, but I do that a lot. So if you're interested in personal growth or spiritual evolution, or you just want a life that's filled with more happiness, more joy, more peace, then there are so many tools that are available. Almost everyone in this time has access to the tools that would help relieve that suffering. It awaits only your choice to make it so. And hopefully what we discuss tonight will actually help you begin living the life you've longed to live, even more than you have been. What we've talked a lot about over the last couple of months are three of my favorite teachers. That's David Hawkins, Byron Katie, and Eckhart Tolle. And according to David Hawkins, who is an enlightened being, there are 22 enlightened beings on the planet at this time. And those three are three of them. They all have websites, they all have books, and they offer three very different ways of getting to the same place. So if you're interested, I would encourage you to check out one or all of those: David Hawkins, Byron Katie, and Eckhart Tolle. What we've learned over the last couple of months is that all truth is knowable, and that how we pose questions makes a huge difference in the accuracy of answers that we get. We've also learned that most, if not all, of our stressful thoughts aren't even true, and most of the things that we're upset about, when we actually bring them into consciousness and do a sort of very aware inquiry, those thoughts can begin to let us go, and those stressful situations can as well. We've actually hear that from every spiritual teacher and have throughout the whole history of humanity, that all suffering is optional. And yet, so many of us continue to suffer much of the time. Each one of those authors gives simple ways, profound ways, not necessarily easy ways sometimes, but definitely simple, to actually stop suffering. And they have very different methods, but they really do all lead to a very similar place of peace, of enlightenment, of really just feeling a whole lot better about being who you are right here, right now. I think that's one of the reasons that we're very fortunate to be alive right now, is because for the first time in human history, almost everyone has access to various tools. And so if one way doesn't suit you, perhaps another way will. I think beginning next week, we're going to spend some time talking about nature connection and Michelle Wright of Paralandra. But I think for tonight, we're just going to focus on these five tools. I'm going to tell you what they are first, and then we're going to go through and actually learn how to do each one of them. The first thing we're going to discuss is the thymus thump, T-H-Y-M-U-S. Thymus thump. It's a technique that I first learned through reading David Hawkins' material. It literally takes less than a minute, and it's quite phenomenal. The second technique we're going to learn is something called the duck's beak exercise. That also takes about a minute, and what it does actually is eliminate self-sabotage. Of course, it only can do that temporarily, but sometimes temporarily is all we need in order to make a big shift. The third thing we're going to talk about is alternate nostril breathing, which again is very brief, less than a minute. And what that does is balance both hemispheres of the brain. So whenever you're doing creative projects or you really need to focus, or you just really want to have all of your faculties present as you're doing something, alternate nostril breathing is an incredible tool. The next thing is learning to connect and even communicate with your higher self. And we're going to do a higher self meditation in the second half of the show. And that's about a 10-minute exercise. And the last thing is the WOW process technology, the WOW hand position. It's very simple, and it's a really quick way to really get clear about where you are and where you want to be. And you sort of set up a path for yourself on various levels of being to go from where you are to where you'd rather be. So those are the five things that we're going to discuss. And again, I would invite you to get pen and paper if you haven't done that already so that we can actually do these things and you can learn them. The thymus thump, I think that's where we're going to start, is very, very simple. Let me tell you how to do it, and then we'll talk about why it works. Let me talk about when to do it first. If you've ever had a shock, or if you've, you know, suddenly received distressing news, or you were feeling okay and then suddenly you feel bad and you don't really know why, if you watched something that was frightening on TV or in a movie, there are all sorts of things that actually literally throw our energy system off. It, you know, we can, David Hawkins' scale of consciousness, where 200 is, you know, the level of courage and the level of truth, 300 or 310 is the level of willingness, 400 is the level of reason, 500 is the level of love, 540 is unconditional love. We can be, you know, traveling along in our everyday life at whatever our regular state of consciousness is. And if we interact with something that has a very low level of consciousness, David Hawkins says, you know, like hard metal, rock and roll, or really something with really hateful, nasty, negative lyrics, it can actually impact us so much that our consciousness level drops a great deal. And what that does in our bodies is it throws off our energy systems. Acupuncturists talk about it in terms of meridian energy flows. And there's, if those energy meridians get impacted negatively, then our energy doesn't flow the way it was designed to flow. And so we drop in terms of our level of consciousness. And the way we know that is that we don't feel good. So anytime you don't feel good, or especially anytime when you've been feeling okay, and then suddenly for apparently no reason, you feel bad, or when you've been feeling okay and you watch something that startles you or scares you, that also changes the way that we feel and the way that we think. And so that's when it would be really good to do the thymus thump. And the thymus thump is really simple. You make a fist with either hand, and you lightly tap yourself on the sternum, that center point of the chest, between where we would think the heart is and the throat is, like right in the middle there. And you very lightly, with a fist, tap that center of your chest in that area. And while you tap, you say, ha, 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 ha. It always makes me laugh. Ha, ha, ha. You say, ha, ha, ha. You put a smile on your face, and you think about someone or something that you love. So you do all of that together. You tap on your chest. You say, ha, ha, ha. You think of someone you love, and you smile. So let's try that. It's going to make me laugh, I'm telling you, because it always does. And that's actually one way you know that you've raised your consciousness level, because if you're feeling really bad, especially, and you do the thymus thump for a minute or so, you will probably wind up laughing, because it's hilarious. Just the process of doing it sometimes is hilarious. But what's really happening is you are realigning the various energy flows in your body, through your body, and therefore through your emotional system and through your mental bodies. And so you're coming back into an alignment, and that feels really good. And so a lot of times I laugh when it feels really good. So let's do the thymus thump together. Make a fist, lightly tap your chest, your sternum, right between the heart and the throat, somewhere in between there. Say ha ha ha, smile, and think of someone you love. Okay, let's do it together on three. One, two, three. Oh my gosh, that always makes me laugh. And you can do that a couple of times. You can do that over and over and over. Do that until you feel better. Or what I do, I just do it until I laugh. And I know when I laugh, I suddenly feel better. And that's the thymus thump. It's that easy. It's that quick. And it absolutely will raise your level of consciousness back up to whatever your normal state is. And if you do it until you laugh, it actually gives you a little boost. Because laughter, because you're thinking about love, you're feeling, you're letting yourself feel that love, you have a smile on your face, you're actually bringing that really high vibration of love into yourself and bringing it up out of yourself. And so that will actually raise your consciousness level above where you normally are. So that's the thymus thump for whenever you've had a shock, whenever you suddenly feel bad and don't know why, whenever you just want to make sure that you are energetically aligned, you can do the thymus thump, okay? I hope that's really clear. If you have any questions about that, just ask on the Facebook page for Conscious Co-Creating Online Radio, and I will do my best to answer it. Wonderful. The next thing we're going to talk about is something called the duck's beak exercise. This is a little bit longer. It takes about a minute to do it. It takes longer than a minute to explain it. So, I have a PDF of this that I will try to post at some point on this page so that you can actually see a visual of it. But for now, let's just talk about it. So, what the duck's beak is it is a way to access and realign all the energy flows in your body. It's based on the acupuncture meridians, and it's something that's been around for a really, really long time. Basically, what you do is you take the thumb and the first two fingers of your non-dominant hand, whichever is your non-dominant hand, you take the thumb and the first two fingers and you hold them together. You just press them together lightly. And then you put those three fingers held together like that. You just place them right in or over your navel. And they're going to stay there the whole time. So you just keep those fingers at the navel. And then you take the first two fingers of your dominant hand. That's your index finger and the middle finger. You take the first two fingers of your dominant hand. You hold them together. And you come down one side of the collarbone. So you might start at the shoulder and follow the collarbone all the way down until right before the center of the chest. And right underneath the collarbone, there's a little dip. Acupuncturists call that kidney 27. So if you know where kidney 27 is, you can just go right there. For those of you who don't know that, it's very simple. You just follow the collarbone all the way down towards the sternum, which is the center of the chest. And right before the sternum, there is a dip underneath the collarbone. Be sure you're underneath the collarbone, not above it. Okay? And what you do is you just rub that little spot for like 10 seconds and breathe. And sometimes it's quite tender, and that's okay. So just breathe and rub that spot for about 10 seconds and breathe. Good. And then using those same two fingers, come down the other side of your chest, the other side of the collarbone, and follow that also down towards the sternum until right before the sternum there's a dip, right below the collarbone. It often feels different from one side to the other, So don't be surprised about that. But it's still the little dip that's beneath the collarbone. And again, you just rub that really briskly and really focus on breathing while you do that. And remember your non-dominant hand with those three fingers, the thumb and the first two fingers held together, still in your belly button. It stays there the whole time. And you just bring those two fingers down that side of the collarbone and rub underneath the collarbone in that little dip for 10 seconds and breathe. Good. And then the reason it's called the duck's beak is because right here you pooch your lips out like a duck's beak. Or actually, it's like an exaggerated kiss. And you pooch your lips out, and one of those fingers on your dominant hand goes above the lips, and one goes below the lips. And you rub back and forth horizontally, and you do that rather briskly, and you remember to breathe. And so do that now. Wonderful. And then you take that same dominant hand, and this time you want to reach around your back and rub the base of your spine as far down as you can reach with the palm of your dominant hand. And just rub the base of your spine and breathe. Good. And now shake both of your hands out and take a couple of deep breaths. That's the duck's beak exercise. Thumb and first two fingers of the non-dominant hand held together, placed in the belly button. The first two fingers of the dominant hand come down one side of the collarbone to the little dip that's underneath it right before the sternum. Rub briskly for 10 seconds and breathe. And then do the same thing on the other side. Come down the other side of the collarbone, all the way down to the little dip that's underneath the collarbone, just before the sternum. Rub that really briskly for 10 seconds and breathe. And then pooch your lips out, one finger above, one below. Rub back and forth horizontally and breathe. And then reach that dominant hand around and rub the base of your spine with the palm of your hand and breathe. Good, and then shake both of your hands out and take a couple of deep cleansing breaths. And that's the duck's beak exercise. So you see, talking about it takes longer than doing it, actually. It takes less than a minute to do. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a little music. I'm actually going to play Sunshine by Billy McLaughlin, which I just think is a lovely song. And you might want to practice the duck's beak. And if you have any questions, just ask on the Facebook page and I'll be happy to answer them. And we will return in just a moment and go through the rest of these incredible tools that are so fast and so easy. All right. I'll see you in a moment. Thank you. Welcome back. You are listening to UR Radio. This is Reverend Louisa Dyer, and our show is Conscious Co-Creating, Tools to Empower You. We're talking this evening about five very simple, fast, easy techniques that one can use to raise their consciousness level, which always makes us feel better. And that's the point, is to learn how to thrive instead of just survive. I hope you join us every Thursday evening from 8 to 9 Eastern as we talk about all the various tools that are available. You're welcome to visit my website at louisadyer.com if you want to find out more about my perspective. And there's actually a lot of good tools on there. One of the things we're going to be talking about here in a moment, how to connect with your higher self. I have a free guided meditation on my website that will actually assist you in doing that. But before we get into that meditation, I would like to just quickly review. We've learned how to do the thymus thump, which is very simple. It takes less than a minute. Well, it can take 10 seconds. It can take 3 minutes if you want to keep doing it. I do it until I laugh, and that usually takes about 15 seconds. But I guess if I were feeling really, really, really bad, it could take longer than that. And then the duck's beak exercise, which is less than a minute also. The thymus thump is something that I learned through David Hawkins' writing. The duck's beak exercise has been available for many years, and you can probably find it anywhere on the internet, but it's also available on the WOW website. The description of it is very clearly spelled out on the WOW website, so if you just go to thewowprocess.com, you can find a written description of the duck's beak exercise, and I will try to remember to post a PDF of that. So you can have a visual. So those are the two things we've talked about already. Very, very simple, very fast, and absolutely guaranteed to raise your consciousness level. The third thing we're going to talk about is something that's even simpler than those two, and it's alternate nostril breathing. A lot of people know how to do this, but a lot of people also don't understand how it's so powerful. And what it actually does is it balances both hemispheres of the brain. For those of you who have played around with brain stuff for years, you might have heard of something called brain gym. Or if you've ever worked with people with autism, a lot of brain gym is used. And what brain gym is you're actually crossing the midline of your body with your arms, your legs, your eyes, and doing certain types of movement. And the whole point of brain gym, or one of the whole points anyway, is to bring both hemispheres of the brain into a better balance with one another and have them both working. And so what alternate nostril breathing does is it actually does that, but it's very simple and very fast. And so it is just what it sounds, alternate nostril breathing. You start with your left hand, and you don't cross anything over. You just use any finger on your left hand, and you close your left nostril, and you breathe in and out through the right nostril for 3 to 4 breaths. And it's that simple. Let's just do that now. Using any finger on the left hand, close the left nostril, breathe in and out through the right nostril for 2 to 3 breaths. And then using any finger on the right hand, close the right nostril and breathe in and out through the left nostril for 5 or 6 breaths. And I'm just going to let you do that instead of making all that breathing sound on the radio. So just go ahead using any finger on the right hand. Keep the right nostril closed and breathe in and out through the left nostril for 5 or 6 breaths. And what you're doing when you're doing that is you're literally balancing both hemispheres of the brain. Because when you're breathing, In the right nostril, you're activating the left brain. When you're breathing in the left nostril, you're activating the right brain. And the breaths are different because the right brain is linear and it just takes a couple of breaths. I'm sorry, the left brain is linear and it only takes a couple of breaths to activate it and bring it into like activation. The right brain is more holistic and it's not linear at all. And so 5 or 6 breaths to really get it activated and functioning and working in some sort of synchronous, working in harmony so that the two sides of the brain are working together. That's alternate nostril breathing. When you want to use that is whenever you really want to focus, because if we're focusing with both hemispheres of our brain, it's much easier because the different sides of our head actually perceive information, perceive life differently. And when we have them engaged and activated and in harmony, then we have the ability to focus, because focusing typically takes all of us. The other thing that it's really good for is if you have a creative project, you always want your right brain engaged when you're doing something creative, because that's the creative part of your brain. But if you bring the left brain into balance with the left, with the right brain, then what's going to happen in your creativity is you're going to feel not only more present with it, but it's going to make sense to you. You're going to be able to be like process it as you do it. And you can also just sort of really get into the flow if both hemispheres of the brain are balanced. So whenever you want to focus or you want to do a creative project, the alternate nostril breathing is the way to do that. I want to go back and talk 1 minute about the duck's beak, because I really didn't say this except in the introduction. The power of the duck's beak exercise is that what it does is it temporarily alleviates self-sabotage. So whenever you feel like, you know, like you want to do something, but you don't, like you really wish something could get done, but you just can't kind of get it up to do it, that's a really good time to do the duck's beak. Because whenever we're working at odds with ourselves, whenever we feel like we're in conflict, whenever we want to do something but don't have the energy or the interest, but we really want to do it anyway, that's self-sabotage on some level. It might not be conscious. It could be emotional, mental, physical, spiritual. It could be on any level of being. And it doesn't matter, because the duck's beak exercise will temporarily eliminate that self-sabotage, and you can come into a clarity of purpose with yourself. And what's really effective is if you do the duck's beak exercise followed by the alternate nostril breathing. Because then what you do is you eliminate self-sabotage, you bring both hemispheres of your brain into balance, and suddenly you can be present in a way that you could not before. And so the way that the duck's beak exercise actually eliminates self-sabotage is when you're going through those steps where you're, you know, you've got your fingers together in the belly button, and then you're doing kidney 27 below the collarbone, and then you're doing above and below the lips, and then you're doing the base of the spine. All those places that you're rubbing, that you're activating in your body, each one of those controls a particular energy flow through your body. By the time you do the duck's beak, what you have done is you have activated every meridian energy flow in your body. You're literally bringing all the energy into balance. And it's temporary, because whatever it is that threw you off balance in the first place, until you actually clear that, you know, you're going to be off balance again, because you are off balance. So you have to actually address whatever is throwing you off balance and clear it. But temporarily, like, for example, if you want to get clarity about what it is that's throwing you off balance, the best way to do that is to come into balance and notice. And so the duck's beak is stimulating every meridian flow in the body through those points that you are briskly rubbing, with the combination of the thumb and two fingers together in the belly button. And so you are literally aligning all the energy flows in your body. And when you are aligned, there can be no self-sabotage because you are a divinely created being. And when you are aligned the way you were designed to be, then you are in harmony. There can be no self-sabotage. And so I just wanted to make that point. I hadn't done that very clearly with the duck speak. It is an incredibly powerful tool, especially when paired with the alternate nostril breathing. And if you wanted to do that 4 or 5 times a day, if you wanted to do that whenever you didn't feel completely up to snuff, I can almost promise you that it would bring you right back into a clarity of being. So anyway, thymus thump, duck's beak, alternate nostril breathing. All three, very simple, less than a minute, very powerful. The next thing I want to talk about is what I call a high self meditation. And this meditation is actually available on my website, louisadyer.com. You can download it for free. It's 10 or 15 minutes. I'm not sure if we're actually going to have time during this broadcast to actually do the meditation. So I'll talk about it just a little bit, talk about the other things I want to, and then we'll come back to that and see if we have time to actually do that together. But so let me just tell you what it is. Basically, everyone has a core of your being. If you know anything about how a fetus develops, the heart is actually what develops first. The heart is the core of who we are. It's our energetic core. It's our physical core. I think that's where the divine spark lives. And pretty much all the teachers throughout human history have talked about, you know, the power of the heart. Everybody hears follow your heart. We have all kinds of sayings about what that means. What we do in the higher self meditation is we actually get calm and quiet, and we get out of our minds and into our body, because the mind, the mental part of us, does not live in the body. And sometimes the only way we can get out of the mental, or actually I should say, one of the fastest ways that I've discovered to get out of the mental is to get into the physical. And so you just really pay attention to physical reality. And as you pay attention to physical reality and breathe, what happens is you begin to become aware of that core of your being. And sometimes people don't experience it in the heart, and that's okay. There are a lot of reasons for that. But most of the time, or let's just say a lot of the time, people do experience the core of their being as being in their heart. But regardless, when you really pay attention to the body and then notice your breath and give up thoughts and just pay attention to the body and the breath, what happens is you automatically begin to be aware of this presence, this core energy that's inside of you, that's beyond thought. It's beyond feeling. It's just a loving, peaceful presence that's in the core of you. And if you can only tap into that for 1 second, that's enough. That's enough. That activates everything. And so what the higher self meditation is really about is getting calm and getting clear and getting present and letting yourself experience that divine core, that essence of who you are. And even doing that for 1 second can completely change everything. And as you do the meditation, if you make it, let's say you made it a part of your everyday routine to do this higher self meditation once a day, what begins to happen, slowly or quickly, doesn't really matter, is that as you become more aware of this core energy within you, you can become aware of how you communicate with it. You can be always aware of the response that that core in you is having to whatever it is you're considering. I've actually taught a lot of people how to feel what a yes feels like from that core of being. and what a no feels like, so that even if you don't know how to do kinesiology and or use a pendulum to find out the truth about what's going to serve your highest good about this choice or that choice, you can actually learn how to just, it's easier if you place your left hand over your heart, and you can learn how to communicate with this higher self within you, and you can very quickly hear, feel, sense that part of you giving you a yes to a particular course of action or giving you a no to that particular action. And so that's really the power and the benefit, I think, in getting really connected with your higher self, is that first of all, you get calm, you get out of your head, you get present, you have an experience of this divine, eternal life that's inside of you, that's beyond thought and beyond feeling. And as you accept that, as we accept that we have this divinity, this eternal life that lives inside of us, that is so much bigger and beyond anything we could think or feel, there's a real comfort and a real security in feeling connected with that higher energy. And then when we can learn to communicate with that higher energy, that makes it even more profound. And so, again, I would invite you to go to my website, louisadyer.com, and download that meditation. And I would invite you to make it a part of your everyday routine. And I would love to hear feedback on how it's impacted you. I know a lot of people are using it, and I made it because I do it with most of my clients, and they wanted something short and brief like that that they could use on their own. And it's about 10 minutes. It might be 15, somewhere in there. It's very brief for a meditation. So that's the high self meditation. And I'm looking at the time now, and I'm pretty sure we are not going to have time to do that together. But I invite you to do that on your own. It's really simple. You can't mess it up. It's not something you can do right or wrong. If you just listen and follow along with it, it's a guided meditation. It will be working. You will be doing it correctly because you can't mess it up. It's that simple. So I invite you to do that. The last thing I want to talk about here is I want to talk about energy psychology, because it's been the big buzzword for a really long time now in healing circles, whether you're doing self-healing or whether you're working with other people to help them feel more whole. Energy psychology has been around for quite some time, and the idea is it's a very fast way to find out what the problem is and clear it, instead of having to spend 6 months or 9 months or 10 years in therapy figuring out what is the issue and talking about it until, you know, you have some epiphany and it clears. Energy psychology will actually do that 6 to 9 month therapy process in about an hour, because it bypasses the mental. It doesn't require talking about something. What you're doing with energy psychology is you're using the energy meridians, you're using the energy flows that humans have known for 3,000 years or more about how they work and what they do. And energy psychology uses the knowledge of those energy meridian flows, and then it also uses an awareness of how the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects of a human work together. And so there's basically, there's a bunch of energy psychologies. There's four that I'm really familiar with. And I'm just going to tell you what those are so that you can explore those if you want to. Each one is very different, but basically the idea of each one of them is it's a very fast way to clear a bunch of what Eckhart Tolle would call the pain body, suffering. It's a way, a very fast way to discover what the problem is, what the block to growth has been, and then clear it without having to do a mental thinking process about it. And so those four that I'm really familiar with, one, of course, is the WOW process, which I helped develop with my friend Laura Tirolia, and I'll come back and talk a little bit about the WOW technology in a moment because it's so simple. Another one is called TAT, TAT, which stands for TAPAS, acupressure technique. And it's very simple and easy to learn. And if you go to that website, TAPAS, T-A-P-A-S, is a woman's name. If you go to her website, TAPAS Fleming, I believe. If you go to her website, there is a free download of how to do the very basic TAT for yourself. And it can be very effective at different times for different people. The other is EFT, which a lot of people have actually heard of because it's been very well promoted. And EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Technique. And a lot of people actually know that by the tapping. I personally could not tolerate the tapping. So I really tried to do EFT for a long time, and the tapping drove me mad. But a lot of people use it and get a lot of good out of it. It's a very simple, very, very simple process. And the other one, actually, there's one I didn't mention, and I do want to say it. It's called EMDR, which stands for eye movement desensitization. What a word. Response. And that was developed by a therapist, and that is used a lot with PTSD. And it's a similar idea, but it just uses the eyes instead of the other meridian points of the body like the other energy psychologies do. So it's rather different, but it really has proven to be effective with PTSD. So if you've ever considered looking that up, you might want to do that. The fourth energy psychology that I wanted to tell you a little bit about is called PEAT, P-E-A-T. And PEAT stands for Primordial Energy Activation Technique. And it is very intense. It's a wonderful process. It's actually how Laura and I met, doing PEAT training together. And it's very effective, but a little bit more intense than a lot of people like. And so those are basically the four energy psychologies I'm most familiar with. WOW, TAT, EFT, and PEAT. WOW, of course, is something that Laura and I developed after knowing these other techniques, because there was something about each one of these other techniques that we wanted to be different. And so there were parts of these other techniques that we really liked, and there were parts of each one of them that we didn't like. And so we decided to develop something that incorporated everything that we liked and left out all the parts that we didn't like. And so we worked directly with nature, with the Deva of Healing. We also worked with the Akashic Records for human growth and development. And we worked with our own higher selves. We actually worked with a lot of different energies. And WOW took about 4 years to really, you know, fine-tune it and develop it. And now it's a very powerful process. And I'm not going to try to tell you what WOW is or how to do it, because that would take too long. But it's something that I can facilitate for a person, or Laura can facilitate for a person. And I actually made recordings so that you can actually just listen to the recordings and do it on your own. Most people say that they prefer doing a session, at least two or three sessions, with a facilitator before they do it on their own, because then they just have a much better sort of context for what it is, and you really get that you can't mess it up. That's the great thing about the WOW work for me, is that you can't mess it up. If you just listen to the recording and follow the steps, whatever happens is perfect. And I think most of us really need that. We need a way to know that we can't mess it up. Some people really, really like WOW, and some people don't really like it that much. It's like everything else. You find what works for you really good. Some people really love TAT or EFT or PEAT. So it's just finding all these tools that I'm presenting you with. Partly is to let everybody know that you really don't have to suffer. There are so many tools available, and these are just the tip of the iceberg for what's out there and what's available. I do think we have to be careful. We have to have some discernment. We want to find out what is the consciousness level of whatever tools it is we are using, because, you know, you don't want to use something that has a lower consciousness vibration than you already have. That would not be helpful for you. You always want to find things that will help raise you up. And so what we're going to talk about now is just the wow hand position. And the reason I'm going to do that, you know, we call it technology, just a fancy word to say there's a very specific thing to do here. And I'm going to just talk about the wow hand position because it's so simple, but it's so powerful. And it really is sort of the key for all the different things that are happening in wow processing. Wow processing is working on every level of being, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. It was designed to do that. It's working at really high levels of awareness. It's also working at the very base of your physical reality. And the key for all the different ways that it's doing that is this wow, what we call the wow hand position. And the wow hand position is very simple. You just place your left hand over the heart area. It doesn't matter if it's high or low or right on top of your breast or way up at your neck. Just somewhere over your heart area, place your left hand. And three fingers, it doesn't matter which three fingers, at least three fingers are touching the sternum, the center bone of the chest. At least three fingers are also touching the center bone of the chest. So it doesn't really matter where the left hand is. Anywhere over that heart area, as long as at least three fingers are at least touching the center of the chest as well. That's where the left hand is. The right hand goes behind the head, and the thumb is in the little dip where the spine meets the skull. So if you tilt your head back, you can feel the little dip there. It's right below the skull, right where the spine meets the skull. There's a little dip there, and that's where your thumb goes. The thumb of the right hand is in that little dip, and the back of your head is just resting comfortably in that right palm. That's the wow hand position. And the beauty and the amazing simplicity of that is if you will put yourself in that hand position, focus on your breath, and then pay attention to where you are right now with whatever a particular issue is, and then state where you want to go. Let's say, for example, where I am right now. Okay, I'm really not feeling a lot of energy. I'm really not feeling very focused. I'm feeling a lack of focus and a lack of energy. And what I want is I want to feel focused and I want to feel inspired. And so what you do in the wow hand position is you state where you are and where you want to be. And you have to state where you are in positive terms. Like you can't say, I'm not something. You have to say what you are. I am experiencing a lack of energy. I am experiencing a lack of focus. You say where you are. I am feeling angry. I am feeling distressed. Say where you are, not where you're not, because saying where you're not doesn't make anything happen. Say where you are, and then where you would rather be. So, I am feeling angry, and I would like to feel at peace. Or, I am feeling distressed, and I would like to feel calm. Or, I am feeling resentful, and I would like to be in a state of forgiveness. That's all you got to do. If you're in the wow hand position, you state where you are and where you would rather be. What you're actually doing is you're creating a path from where you are to where you want to be. It's like you're showing yourself on different levels of being how to get there, how to get from where you are to where you want to be. Because there is nothing that doesn't exist. You truly know everything because of that divine core that lives in the center of your being. And so there isn't anything that you don't know how to know. It's like you know everything. You just don't know how to access that. None of us do all the time. And so what the wow hand position is doing is literally helping us get present and clear enough that we can tell the truth about where we are. I am feeling this or thinking that, or I am whatever you am that's problematic. And where I want to be is, focus on that, where you are and where you want to be, in the wow hand position for 60 seconds and breathe. And a lot of times just doing that will increase your clarity so much, because suddenly you'll know what you have to do in order to be where you want to be. And sometimes it's not obvious. It doesn't happen right away. But just doing that is a way to take responsibility for where you are. It's a way to tell the truth about how you are. It's a way to be clear about where you want to be. Because what you're saying when you say where you want to be is what you're really doing when you do that is you're really saying, and this is who I know I am. I just don't know how to be that right now. Because you couldn't think it if you weren't it already. And so setting it up in that format, in the wow hand position, I am whatever you are, and this is where I'd rather be, you're literally creating a path for the parts of you who don't know how to be who you really want to be. And that's the wow hand position, and I think it's just amazing. And so we are absolutely out of time, and I want to thank everybody so much. I have had such a good time. And I want to remind you again that this is Louisa Dyer, and we are broadcasting from Western North Carolina Community Media Center. And I hope you join me every Thursday evening from 8 to 9 Eastern for our show, Conscious Co-Creating, Tools to Empower You. And if you would like to ask questions, get more information, you can certainly do that by either going to my website and emailing me, louisadyer.com, or you can go to the Facebook page for the show, which is Conscious Co-Creating Online Radio, and I would be happy to answer questions or take your suggestions on that page. So thank you very much. It's been a wonderful evening. I hope you're having a really good time. And we're going to close out the evening with a theme song, which is Time for a Change by Here to Here. And if you want to stick around, I'm going to be playing some cool music for the next hour. Enjoy. Time for a change.
Where my heroes at? Where my soldiers at? Where my presidents and citizens and all that jazz? Where my artists at? Where my dreamers at? Where my activists and hippie chicks and I know that we can do it, we can change the world. I know that we can be it, we can be the change we like to see. I know that we can do it, we can change the world. I know that we can be it, we can be the change we like to see. Farmers at, my corporations at, where my scientists and pharmacists, my dealers at, where my mother's at.